Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is from Karen Forgrave, who expresses concern over beach closures and water quality. The second weekend in July brought beautiful summer weather. At last, the time has come to spend some quality time on the beach with the family. Unfortunately, the weekend also brought, warning, unsafe for swimming, signs to the public beaches at Innisfil Beach Park. Warning signs of high bacteria levels are off-putting to would-be swimmers, to say the least, and should be a concern to all area residents. The water quality is crucial, not only for our own health and well-being, but for the future health and well-being of the whole community. I find it ironic given that Simcoe County is currently working with municipalities to create a tourism action plan focusing on promoting the area. At the same time, the centerpiece of the area, Lake Simcoe, with its natural beauty and abundant recreational activities, is in danger. As visitors from the Toronto area flocked to Innisfil Beach Park this past weekend, so many that the parking was closed, causing much congestion, but that is another topic altogether, many were then stuck with difficult decision of either letting their children play in the water and risk getting a bacteria infection, sore throats, ear infections, caused by high bacteria levels, or sit in the heat and watch their children's disappointment at having their beach day ruined by unsafe water. It was not a short-term closure. Warning signs have remained in place this week, and closer inspection of the water show large amounts of green algae that have washed in with the waves. This algae decays in the shallow water, and collects other debris, bugs, leaves, which collectively turn into a black stinking mess that is uninviting to all. Who wants to wade through that, even if it was safe? Hardly a gem worth discovering, for the destination discovery plan. As a long-term cottager in Alcona and a frequent visitor to Innisfil Beach Park, I was surprised this year to see how much algae was covering the bottom of the lake. Every time the lake is rough this summer, we get large amounts on our dock and shoreline that needs to be shoveled up. This has never happened before. Algae growth is often caused by phosphorus and other nutrients that can be caused by stormwater runoff and leaking septic systems, as well as agricultural runoff. Looking around at the decreased green space and increased development in the Alcona area, I find it hard to believe that farming is to blame. Is it storm sewers that cannot handle the increased settlement? Can the water treatment plant not handle the increased population adequately? 20 to 30 years ago, we would hear on the Barrie News when the beaches were closed once or twice a summer, always after a big rainstorm, when we heard that sewage ended up in the lake. Disgusting, but not a unique problem to the area. Capacity limits on sewage treatment plants mean that they do get overflowed at times with increased water flow, and extra material leaves the plant into the lake without being fully treated. High bacteria content and closed beaches are a result. As more and more people are living around the lake, surely we need updated and innovative solutions to deal adequately with sewage problems and storm water runoff to protect Lake Simcoe, and the health and well-being of the whole area. Beaches are being closed earlier and earlier each summer, it appears, and more frequently as well. Who is addressing this critical issue? Where are the concerned citizens writing letters, participating in beach cleanups and writing to their representatives? As an avid swimmer and kayaker, as well as a mother and Innisfil resident, I am very concerned and I am trying to do my part. Will you join me? Karen Forgrave, Innisfil.